650, 1320 WILS. So Donald Trump last night giving a speech that, well, the media first said was fantastic. Wolf Blitzer on CNN called it, quote, important, powerful. Chris Matthews even said it was a winner politically. Well, it took about 2 minutes for all that to change. We'll hear some of what was said after that. Ed Brodo with us, author of In Lies We Trust, How Politicians and the Media Are Deceiving the American Public. Ed, great to have you on WILS.
Yeah, hi, how are you?
Good, good. What did you think of the speech yourself last night?
I thought it was fantastic.
What made it so good?
Everything.
Everything, really.
Everything.
Every part. Okay, so here's what happened on MSNBC. Chris Matthews, of course, said it was great. Next thing you know, he has Bill Maher on, and this is what they talk about in terms of the speech.
Well, I loved it, Chris.
you joke.
Well, you know, it's teleprompter Trump. There's two Trumps. Teleprompter Trump doesn't really match the off-the-cuff Trump and what they're doing.
What about that? Are there two different Trumps out there?
No, I disagree. One of the things I like about him is that there's a tremendous consistency in his presentation style. It's very personal. You feel like he's talking to you.
The idea, though, that when he talks on a teleprompter, he sounds different than when he just goes off the cuff. We've seen him do it on the campaign trail. Is that a different tone that you hear from him?
No, I'm saying I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that at all.
Okay.
I think that, well, obviously there's a difference. You know, when you're speaking off the cuff to a reporter, it's going to be different than when you're standing up in front of the both houses of Congress. Of course, it's going to be a little different. But in essence, his approach is the same in that it is very personal. And that to me is, I'm a professional speaker.
Mm-hmm.
I make my living as a speaker. This man, Trump, knows how to deliver a speech. He knows how to connect with his audience. And to say that there's, you know, oh, that's a different kind, that's nonsense. Mm. It's like Bill Maher is looking for something to complain about because he likes to complain.
Right. Well, it's amazing. MSNBC featured Bill Maher. He's a comedian, basically. Let's have you react to a little bit more of what he said. Here's what Bill Maher really didn't like about the speech last night.
You know, I think the bad part of this is that it will fool a lot of people. This is what worries me, and I think most Americans, is that you can't have somebody who is diagnosable like this guy with the narcissism and all the rest of it and think that it's going to come out well for us.
I mean, this is what liberals are now talking about, is it that he actually has a mental disorder. What do you...
Okay, let's deal with that. Did you hear Dr. Keith Ablow the other night on TV?
I did not know. What was he saying?
He's a psychologist.
Uh-huh.
He said he thinks that Trump is absolutely not only sane, he thinks he's a genius. He said we have a genius in the Oval Office. The man has idiosyncrasies, but he says those idiosyncrasies will work for us. So all these people who are... These armchair psychologists who are diagnosing him with all this is nonsense. I just read something. They referred to the administration as ugly. That ugly administration. What the hell are they talking about? It's all a lot of nonsense.
Yeah. The liberal view on Donald Trump, though, the general perception that he's, he loves being adored, that anytime someone offends him, he takes it very personally and goes after him on Twitter.
Okay, that's a good question. I was talking last night. I was talking to a friend of mine while he was speaking. And what I said was this. They've accused him of being thin-skinned. The man is the toughest son of a bitch on the block. Who else could stand up to all of it? Everybody's been against him, and yet he stands up to all of it. The man is not thin-skinned. He is not any more narcissistic than any other president. I mean, let's face it, you have to have a certain amount of narcissism to be prepped to run for president. But this man is a tremendously capable individual, and he's proving it every day. And that speech proved it.
We've seen Republicans even say that they wish he wasn't so active on Twitter. In terms of the way he reacts and the regularity of it, the fact that he's so often responds to things, would he be better off not doing that in your view?
No, I don't agree that the tweets are bad. Mm-hmm. The fact is, he's got a press that's in a pocket of the Democratic Party. The press is obviously liberal. They're trying to attack him. They're trying to delegitimize him. And it's only because of social media that he has an opportunity to directly address the American public. And I think he should continue doing that and do more of it.
Then after Bill Maher, Chris Matthews brought on Rob Reiner. I don't know why. The guy's a director. I'm not sure what he has to say about politics. But here's what he said. This is another line you hear from liberals on President Trump.
He was able to read off a teleprompter, and I guess, you know, at least we know he can read. The problem he has is that he's a pathological liar. So there's nothing he says that you can believe. I mean, seriously.
I'm not sure we heard that about President Obama in the first month of his presidency. What do you make of the fact that we're hearing that word a lot, that he's a liar?
That's a lie. That's what I make of it. It's all a lot of nonsense that they're throwing out there. There's no basis to it. There's nothing behind it. You know, the way that they're treating Trump, if the Republicans had treated Obama that way in 2009, they would have called all of them racists. So what's the equivalent of that? What can we call the Democrats? Because what they're doing is purely political. And there's, you get somebody like Rob Reiner saying, oh, he's a liar. Well, that's his opinion. That doesn't make it a fact.
What does that affect? I mean, when you look at how the media deceives the American public, as your book says, does that affect how the public views the president when we keep hearing that word out there? He's a liar.
Yes, it does. But the fact is, Trump was elected in spite of all the attempts of the media to get him unelected. What's happening is that the efforts of the press to attack Trump are backfiring. And I think that the press indirectly elected Trump because so many people, so many independent voters, were so turned off by the press's obvious dislike for Trump that they said, oh, the hell with it, I'm going to vote for Trump.
I saw that Jon Stewart actually told the press they need to calm down about President Trump. What do you think? Do you think we'll see that at some point? Will the press finally say, look, we're actually harming ourselves in reporting things this way?
I don't know. You know, I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know what they're going to do. But I'm just glad that Trump is pushing back. You know, I compare Trump to George W. Bush. The press made it seem like George Bush was an idiot. Do you remember that? Everybody thought he was stupid. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't stupid. The press did that. And Bush didn't push back. Bush let them get away with it. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad to see that Trump is not letting them get away with it.
A lot of it had to do with the way, of course, President Bush spoke, right? Especially when he was speaking just off the cuff. When you hear President Trump speaking, some say he's not detailed enough. He doesn't actually give us details in his speeches. It's all these broad generalizations. Is that an issue at all?
Not for me, it isn't. I think he's given a lot of specifics. Look, the man has only been president for a month, and look at what he's done. He's done an incredible amount. So to accuse him of not giving specifics, that's just, to me, that doesn't make any sense. Yeah.
So is he the first president, in your view, that is not deceiving us as a public?
Well, let me put it this way. I think that the wonderful thing about Trump, some people say he opens his mouth when he shouldn't. The wonderful thing is that you know what he thinks. He tells you what he's thinking. Mm-hmm. We know exactly what's going on. He's not like Obama, who hid everything. Obama said, oh, we have to be more transparent, and then lied about everything. If you want to talk about a liar, there was the king of the liars. But with Trump, you may not like what he says, but he's going to tell you exactly what he thinks.
Ed Brodo, his book, In Lies We Trust, How Politicians and the Media Are Deceiving the American Public. It's Ed Brodo right here on 1320 WILS. Thank you, Ed, very much.
My pleasure.
And that is it for us on this Wednesday. Michael Cohen, producer Solomon Martin. We are back right here tomorrow at 6 p.m. For feedback, by the way, send us an email, ccrecap@gmail.com, ccrecap@gmail.com. Talk to you tomorrow. Good night.